It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Let's welcome tonight's guest. If you're feeling blue, you need a dose of Shaloo. Host of the quiz show on Fox Nation, Tom Shaloo. He'll be joking until he's croaking, which could be soon. We never know with comedian Joe Mackey. Love him. After Old Yeller rapped, he stood up and clapped. She stood up and clapped. Host of Cecilia Cat.
I have masculine energy.
All right. Host of Cecilia Cat, Cat Tim. And he roasts marshmallows over Mount Fuji. My massive sidekick and host of Nuff Said on Fox Nation, Tyrus. He's got a plan to make his cabinet bland. Joe Biden announced several of his top cabinet positions this week, making it clear his administration plans to reprioritize global interests. Of course, the media couldn't be happier.
I was talking to a Democrat who just said this also felt like the Avengers. It felt like we're being rescued from this craziness that we've all lived through from the last 4 years. And now here are the superheroes to come and save us all.
Rescued from what? Just feeling bad? Ooh. And if you're looking for a job, it's never been a better time to be an establishment hack with a terrible record. We look forward to people like Anthony Blinken as Secretary of State, Alejandro Mayorkas as Secretary of Homeland Security, which is weird. If you remember, he faced criticism for helping foreign investors get visas who were connected to top Democrats. It's shaping up to be a real who's who list of who. But the biggest get, John Kerry, as some kind of climate wizard. You see, he knows how to cool the planet down because he was alive during the Ice Age. Joe's cabinet inspires less confidence than Brian Stelter's diet pills. And an administration that favors globalism over the needs of the American people is a tough pill to swallow. Tom, do you have any hopes for these choices at all? What do you think?
I don't have much in the way of hopes, but he's already announced that he is not going to pick the best and the brightest because he has said he is going to avoid picking anyone, any sitting congresspeople or senators, because they don't want to lose any seats.
Right.
So he's less concentrated on having an effective cabinet than he is at holding on to votes and power. Shame on him.
That is such a great point. I'm stealing that for the five. Write this down. Holding seats. That means something else where I'm from, Kat. Are you worried about war? I'm worried about war.
Lincoln in particular is, I mean, like, might as well have just hired like a giant meddling drone, right? Like, people are going on and on about all of his experience, and like, yes, that's true. He has a lot of experience, like being a cog in the war machine. Mm. I mean, everyone in the media talks about his like success in diplomacy. And that's true, but this might shock you about the media. That's not the whole story, okay? He also really was a major supporter of Obama's Libya campaign. That didn't go so well. Mm-hmm. Major supporter of Obama sending intelligence and weapons to Saudi Arabia. That didn't go so well. Chief advisor to Biden when Biden voted for the Iraq war. And, of course, he's walked a lot of this stuff back because that's what politicians do. But he still says Obama didn't do like enough in Syria. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just nuts to see Democrats. I thought Democrats like hated police or whatever. They're anti-police, but they're so excited about this guy who it just wants the United States to be like a cop of the entire world. I'm definitely concerned about
it. I thought
war.
We broke that habit, but it sounds like we're going back to it, Tyrus. What are your thoughts in general?
I always like to see people pat themselves on the back before they do anything. I always think that's great. And in every horror movie I've ever seen, it's always so happy and great. This is the best camping site ever. Crystal Lake rules. Oh, my God, we did it.
Yeah.
Let's get the campfire. I'll be right back. I'm going to go in the shed. Be right back. I think there's marshmallows in there.
Be better back.
Yeah, and that's literally, I try to keep an open mind, but I just, when I see the media's already, they're saving us.
Yeah.
From what? Once again.
Yeah.
And we were talking about this in the break. They are going to be so thirsty for some type of drama. They're going to continue to go at the president because they miss him.
Yeah.
Hearing these old picks with all their old issues, which will then once again sour the American voter, and then they'll be in the same position they were again, where they had these great plans, and then they'll lose House seats, they'll lose Senate, and then in 4 years they'll lose the election because they didn't learn. They're just not learning from their past mistakes.
Yeah.
Democrats just don't get it.
They are going back.
You go forward. You don't go backwards.
Joe?
This is going to be a great answer coming up. I'm really knocking this one out of the park. I always say the more time that goes on between the original and a sequel, the worse that that second act is going to be. And we've had 4 years since the Obama swamp cabinet, and it's coming back. And if you like endless war, and you like people like Sullivan lying on the Russian hoax, you're going to get more of the same. But I think that's going to be almost as bad as Star Wars.
Yeah.
It's been kind of a Star Wars themed
episode. It has been. You know, I was talking about this in the break, that there's, you know, they're priding themselves on being a boring administration, as if being boring doesn't start wars. But actually, that's wars start in boredom. And if you notice, 4 years of insane excitement under Trump, where people were delirious, one side was having mental breakdowns, the rest of the rest of the planet had no idea what to deal with them. And what happened? Peace. So maybe boredom leads to war, and the opposite of boredom leads to peace. And we're heading into war.
Because nobody wanted to be that one guy who pushed Trump.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, like, even North Korea was like, let's send him a nice letter.
Yeah, exactly.
No, give him our demands. Are you crazy?
Such like, a good point.
You know, like, nobody wanted to be that country who said, here's our line. I dare you. Oh, wait, yeah, missiles.
I'll take a stern tweet over a drone any day.
Exactly.
Yeah. But it works.
I've said this. To listen to these poor souls talking about how they were kept up at night because of Trump's tweets. Well, think about the parents who get body bags.
Yep.
Right? It's like there were fewer body bags sent to people's homes, but you're all pissed off over tweets. Sorry, it's Thanksgiving.
And they're still going to talk about him, Greg. They claim in the media, they claim they just want to stop talking about Donald Trump. But just watch. They will not talk about Joe Biden. They're going to continue to talk about Trump for the next 4 years.
Exactly. And then he comes back. That's the sequel. That's the sequel, Joe. And it's going to be better than the first. When did that happen? Godfather 2? This will be Godfather 2. This will be Aliens. Evil Dead 2. Evil Dead 2.
Than
Evil Dead.
All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Clay Travis. Join me for Outkick the Show as we dive deep into a mix of topics. New episodes available Monday to Friday on your favorite podcast platform, and watch directly on outkick.com/watch.
All right, so we got a bunch of your questions that you submitted on a place called Facebook and Twitter, and they're all in this sheriff's hat. Don't ask me why.
I was going to say, where's
that? I met the guy at a bar. He left his hat in my room. What can I say? As always, these are directed to everyone, including myself, and I will take them out of this here hat. The first question, actually, I like this question because for people that are stuck at home, this will make you feel better, right? Because you didn't travel and see your family. What was your worst vacation? Tyrus?
Gee, the jury's still out on this one, but I went on a family vacation, which is always fun.
Right.
And I had we'll call it a misunderstanding at dinner. Apparently the waiter and the manager of the restaurant were huge fans of the show and continued to bring me free drinks and tell me how great I was, and apparently didn't sit well with the other members of the table. So I got into what you would call an argument, where I said, you know what? I don't need this. I'm going home. And once I commit to the I'm going home, you got to go home.
Yeah, you can't change your mind.
Unfortunately, it was around 7 p.m. in the evening, and most flights are already out. So when I went to the front desk and said, I need a car, please take me to the airport because I am out of here. They're like, sorry, sir, there's nothing out till the morning. So I couldn't go back and knock on the door and, of course, admit wrongdoing, because that would be the adult thing to do. So I paid for another hotel room that night to get up bright and early to fly on a plane, when then I had to pay to change my ticket. And of course, I lost my first class seat and had to sit in the middle seat with big fans of the show.
That's good, though.
But as bad as that was, what should have been a week in the Cayman Islands was 24 hours on a plane.
Yeah.
So, and I didn't bother to check that it was a connection.
Kat, your entire life is a bad vacation.
Yeah.
So this is going to be hard.
No. So I would say probably when I was in fourth grade, We went to a religious retreat that was run by Catholic clergy.
Already, I like it being, Tom's a Catholic,
yeah,
so be careful.
No, but listen, so we, you know, we did some hiking, bird watching, a lot of praying, slept on plywood.
Really?
But yeah, but that was actually the fun part, because after we went to Niagara Falls and I ended up feeling really sick, so I had to spend like 5 days in a cabin with no air conditioning, and when I got home, I was diagnosed with strep throat, a double ear infection, and a sinus infection, and my mom said that I didn't get sick there because the Lord, there was more Lord there.
There was more Lord there.
Or I don't think she said it that way,
yeah.
So that was the fun part. It was the after. Very sick.
Very sick. Well, you know what? That's sad, Tom.
Offer it up. That's what I say.
Offer
That's
it up. Offer it up.
For the souls in purgatory, right?
Yes.
Right.
You know what? Tom would have gone on that vacation and loved every minute of it. He would have called it an adventure.
I did. I was really, really Catholic in fourth grade. Like, very.
No, I was an altar boy.
I was an altar boy, too.
To this day, I sleep on planks, Greg.
Yeah, really?
Yes. Oh, even in my bed, I put the plank behind my pajamas.
Does that make you cross?
It does. It does.
Terrible joke.
Look, this is really a privileged kind of question, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
I mean, when I was a kid, no vacations, I'd say, Dad, can we go to Disney World? And he said, I got you the Viewmaster. Look at it on the Viewmaster. And I said, can we ever go on vacation? And he said, go to the pool. We had our town pool. That's all we had.
Oh, my God. The town pool.
That's a great point.
That was my nickname. You can't just get away with that. You didn't have one bad vacation. You told me something before you even.
Look, that's when I'm an adult. Okay, I went to the Virgin Islands and I bought like these $20 sandwiches and we're on the beach and I went swimming in the beautiful blue water. Then I turned around and there was a mongoose like eating my sandwich. And I was like, I spent $20 on that.
Did you catch that? The cameraman catch his impression of by the way, Virgin Islands, not as advertised.
Okay.
You know, I have to say, I'm trying to, like, I was like going, like, do I go for ones that are weird or do I go for the one, like, there was, you know, the exotic vacation that turns out to be not exotic, which is like we went to a foreign country and we chose the hotel that used to be the president's house. And so they turned it into a hotel, and that sounded like, ooh, that's cultural. But when we got there, it was like a stinky house. And they still had the chef there that couldn't cook. And it was had an infestation of these massive beetles, like thousands of beetles. Wherever you turned on a light, there were thousands of beetles. My wife doesn't like bugs. So this was a problem. It was not romantic. The food was terrible. And then there were these stray dogs that just circled the beach, waiting for you to collapse. I won't say what country this is because I think that it was my fault for choosing a terrible place. We barely got out of there alive. Thanks to Tom Shalhoub, Joe Mackey, Kat, Tyrus. I'm Greg Gutfeld. I love you, America.
The Will Cain Show is now dropping 5 episodes a week. Join Fox and Friends weekend host Will Cain as he tackles the latest headlines from his unique perspective, along with thought-provoking interviews with leading figures and live calls from viewers and listeners. Listen wherever you download your favorite podcasts.